We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
No Holds Barred!
Susan, I forgot to get the bread for the weekend. Pop down to the shop for me, will you?
Oh, but I've just washed my hair. It's still wet.
Oh, dear, and I've got this baking to do. Where's Jimmy?
In the living room. I think he's watching the telly.
He's always watching the telly. Well, just tell him to go down to the grocer's for me, will you?
Right, Mother. I'll tell him, but I bet he won't like being dragged away from that TV set.
Go on while Ball gets stuck in. You've got Tiger McTavish in your mercy now. Tie his legs together round the corner post. Go on.
Jimmy, you've got to go and errand.
Go on, Wild Bull. You've got him on his back. Wipe your feet on his nose.
Look, Mother says... Oh, we'll have this off. Mother says you've got to go to the grocer's.
Oh, switch it on again.
No, I won't. Mother said that...
Are you going to switch that set on or not?
No.
Right, that does it. Come here, I'll show you step over leg lock.
Keep away from me, you little horror.
With a toe twisting it.
Let go of my ankle. Mother, help. Jimmy, just stop it, will you?
Well, she turned the set off.
Luke, you're going down to the grocer's this minute. I want a white loaf and a small brown. Here's the money. There you
go. Oh, but I'll miss the wrestling, Mum. After this, it's Crazy Abdul versus Gentleman Jim. The one who always says, pardon me. Before he gives him a rabbit punch.
Well, you're not watching it.
But, Mum, I like it.
It's the same every Saturday, shouting and screaming for somebody's blood. Well, it's going to stop.
That's right, Mother. You tell him.
You shut up, Scraggy Annie. Nobody minds when you're wrestling with lover boy Alfie in the front room.
Jimmy, that'll do.
Well, it's true. They're always snogging in there. No wonder the window cleaner comes twice a week.
Look, will you just listen to me? It's not good for you watching all that wrestling, all that violence, and the crowd egging them on. People who watch wrestling are nothing but a pack of howling savages.
Hello there, Jimmy. Going out?
Yes, Grandad. I'm going shopping for dear Mama.
Well, don't be long, then. The wrestling will have started. I'll switch the set on, and when you come back, I'll tell you what's happened.
Grandad. Why don't you wrap yourself up in a blanket and stick a feather in your hair?
What are you talking about?
Ask me, Mum. According to her, you're a howling savage.
Ah, there you are, Jim.
Hello, Grandad. Why are you hanging about in the street? Oh, of course, it's Thursday when the rent man calls.
Now, Jimmy, that'll do. I'm just going to draw that tiny wee pittance they call my old age pension.
Well, you won't get it in here. This is the sports arena, not the post office.
I know that. I was just looking at this poster. Do you see who's wrestling here tomorrow night?
The Wild Bull versus the Strangler. Ooh, that'll be a good scrap. I can hear the Wild Bull now. And that's only when he's putting his trunks on.
Oh, dear Jimmy, you and your jokes. Well, I'm off for my pension.
Right, Grandad. Oh, look at that poor little puppy.
Where?
There, in the road. It ran out of the sports arena just now. Oh, look, it is too frightened to move.
It'll get run over. Come on, boy.
What's the use of shouting, come on, boy? It might be a girl. Hang on, little puppy. I'll save you.
Now, Jimmy, be careful. Jimmy, come here.
It's all right, Grandad. I'll get it. Come on. Come to Uncle Jim. Got you. Here it is, Grandad. And you were right.
Right about what?
The puppy. It is a boy. Says so on his collar. He's called Bruce. Now, don't be frightened. It's only me granddad. Hey, stop licking me face. Don't give over. I'm all wet. Have you run away from home, then?
Look, it must belong to somebody in the sports arena.
Oh, look what it says on the collar. I belong to Clarence Peabody. Clarence Peabody? Peabody? No wonder it ran away from home.
Look now, Jimmy, see if you can find its owner, and I'll meet you here after I've collected my pension.
Right, Grandad. Come on, Bruce, I'll find your master. Here we go now. Ooh, it's dark in this sports arena. What's that crawling on the floor? Another dog?
Hello there, Wick. Do you want somebody?
Fancy that. A dog with a Liverpool accent. If you're looking for a puppy, I've got him.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I was dead worried for a minute. Oh, dearie, dearie me.
Hey, I know you. Yeah? You're the Wild Bull, aren't you?
Yeah, that's me moniker, yeah. Well, thank heaven you found the tyke for me. Oh, dearie, dearie me.
Oh, it's nothing. Wait a minute. You're looking for a puppy. That means you must be...
Well, what's all the hystericals about me, little whacker, eh?
Fancy Wild Bull being called Clarence Peabody.
Oh, turn it up, son. Here, this isn't my pup, you know. I mean, I was just minding it, like, you know, for a pal of mine.
Who you mean, Clarence Peabody?
I'm Clarence Peabody. Does somebody want me?
Yes, me, I'm... Hey, you're the Strangler, aren't you?
Yeah, the Strangler. Clarence Peabody.
There's a daft name for a wrestler, isn't it, Wild Bull?
Well, I suppose it is, really, yes.
You can talk, Arnold Primrose.
Who's Arnold Primrose?
Him, there, the Wild Bull, Arnold Primrose.
Yeah, well, all right, that's enough, don't go out.
Oh, you've got my little Bruce.
Yeah, I saved him from being run over in the street.
Run over? Here, Wild Bull. Oh, you should have looked after him. He's man's best friend, he is. Loyal and devoted. Come on, little friend. I'll get you some nice milky and some of them little bickies. Didham's Wild Bull. Nearly get him run over.
Oh, dearie, dearie. He's mad at me now, you know.
Yeah, I'll bet if I hadn't saved his dog, he'd have clobbered you.
Yeah, the way. He wouldn't. He'd have cried like a baby. He loves animals, you know. He writes poetry as well. Yeah, and guess what? His favourite hobby is knitting. He knitted me this pullover while he was in hospital after I broke his leg in a fight.
You should have broken both of them. Then you could have had a scarf as well.
Oh, you're very jacqueline, aren't you? Very, eh? Well, anyway, thanks again, son. I'd have been in real trouble, you know, if that pup had got lost. Oh, dearie me, I would and all, yes. Just to show me gratitude for what you've done, you know. Now, you'll be here at the ticket office tomorrow, and there'll be two ringside seats tomorrow night. Free, gratis, and on me.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mr. Bull.
Ah, oh, not at all, not at all. The pleasure's all mine, you know. Well, cheerio for now, then, and don't forget the ticket office shuts at 5, you know. 5.
I'll call on my way home from school. Ta-ra! Oh, smashing. Free seats for the wrestling.
Ah, there you are, Jimmy. Any luck?
With the pup? Yes, it belongs to the Strangler.
But the name on the collar was Clarence Peabody.
Look, I'll explain on the way home. The important thing is I got a reward. 2 free ringside seats for the fight tomorrow night.
Oh, that's marvellous. 2 seats, did you say?
Yeah, so if you're a good boy, you can come with me.
Oh, fine. Hey, over here. Wait a minute, Jimmy. Your mother won't like it, us going to the wrestling.
Well, we won't tell her then. We'll just say that,
No, Jimmy, I'm not telling your mother any lies.
Well, I'll tell the lies. I mean, I'll say there's a good picture on that we both fancy and that's where we might go. Just let me do the talking. And when I kick your shins, nod your head. Alfie Hall, will you stop moaning and help me? I've got to get them tickets before tonight's fight.
I still don't understand why I'm here.
Well, don't ask me. Ask the stork who brought you.
Oh, no. No, I mean, here in the sports arena.
I told you. I was kept in after school for being in a fight. And I only had 10 minutes to get to the ticket office. So that's why I phoned you at work to come and pick me up from school and bring me here, you daft twit.
Yeah, look, I did come and pick you up.
Yeah, but I meant on your motorbike, not on your big flat feet. Now we're too late.
Well, you were lucky I came at all. I remember my suit at the cleaners for the dance tonight, so I had a brainwave and I asked my boss if I could go to school for my suit. Go dancing at the cleaners. I mean, call for your suit at the sports suit. Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Your body is, but your brain isn't. Look, the ticket office is shut. So help me to find out if there's anybody about. Hello?
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 Hello? Oh, keep shouting hello. Oh, it's you, me little wacket, eh?
Oh, Wild Bull. Look, I got here too late and I...
You were too late to collect the tickets, I know. Well, it's not to panic, not to panic. Look, I've got them for you. Wait a minute. Yeah, there you are.
Oh, thanks, Wild Bull. You're a real pal.
Oh, don't mention it. Here, Jim, who's your friend with the funny suit and the face to match?
It's my sister's boyfriend, Dozy Alfie Hall.
Hello.
Hello. Did somebody say hello?
Well, which hello do you mean? Because he shouted hello and I shouted hello.
Alfie!
Hello.
Goodbye. Hello, Mr. Strangler. How's Bruce?
Oh, fine. I've just been talking to him. I said, my, your knees are dirty, aren't they?
Well, perhaps he's been burying a bone.
No, Jimmy means your knees.
Oh, yes, the fight at school. Fatty Parsons, the school bully, shoved me down in the mud.
Did he? Well, I hope you gave him as good as you got.
I couldn't. He's bigger than me. He's 14.
Oh, well, he can still be put in his place, eh, Strangler?
What? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll show you how to deal with bullies twice your size, won't we, Strangler?
What? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jimmy, who are these two fellas?
Morecambe and Wise. Shut up. Go on, Wild Bull. Show me how to deal with the bully. I'll be the bully.
Oh, no, you're too small, Jim. I mean, I wouldn't want to harm you, like, you know. I could demonstrate on your friend, though.
You, me?
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what, just poke your fist towards me stomach, will you?
What, you mean like this? Down me arms!
Now, there's a rolling arm lock there, you know. You never face like, you
let go of me arm!
Yeah, it works, doesn't it?
Well, I would have gone for a side head chancery.
What's that?
Squeeze his head under me arm. Watch. One, two, hop!
Go on, me head! Hey, my ears are burning!
Somebody must be talking about you.
Get off me, I'll...
That's what we call a face bar, Jim, you see. That's a face bar, that lad. Now, the strangler's got his far arm, you see, under Alfie's top jaw, you see that? Now, you could switch to a Jap stranglehold from there if you wanted.
One, two, hop!
There you are, he has done.
A one, a two.
Jim, would you like to see the strangler do his famous backbreaker?
No, I've got to be getting home now.
Aye, well, I'm just off myself, really. Tell you what, I'll walk up the road with you.
Right, Wild Bull. Come in, Alfie. Alfie?
Oh, we must have tired him out. I think he's gone to sleep. I'll stay with him till he wakes up.
Right, old Jim. Well, I'll just get me training kit and I'll see you outside in a minute, all right?
Right, old Wild Bull. Poor old Alfie. He never knew what hit him.
No, but you will when I hit you.
Eh? Oh, heck, Ozzy's dad. Hello, Mr. Higginbottom.
I've been waiting for you to sort you out. I'm going to thrash you for fighting my Ozzy at school.
Me? No, I had a fight with Fatty Parsons.
Well, I've seen Fatty Parsons and got the truth out of him. He only went for you to stop you thumping Ozzy.
I wouldn't thump Ozzy. He's me chum.
Oh, shut up. You had Ozzy down on the floor and Fatty shoved him off into the mud to stop the fight. And I'm going to start another one with me and you.
Oh, are you? Well, you'll soon change your tune when my friend comes out of that arena.
Oh, Alfie? I'll soon deal with your friend, the weak-kneed little shrimp. I'll pick him up, knit you with him. Now, come here. Who wants to know?
My friend, the Wild Bull, who you called a weak-kneed little shrimp.
Oh, I'm a shrimp, am I?
Well,
that's what you said, didn't you? You said you'd pick my friend up and hit me with him, didn't you?
I didn't mean him.
You see, Wild Bull, he's trying to wriggle out of it now.
Oh, is he? Well, wriggle out of this then, eh? One, two, hop, 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 hop. Oh, let go, let go. I can't breathe.
That's what you call a bear hug, Mr. Higginbottom.
Right, now try this for size. One, two,
hop, 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 hop. You're breaking my neck. Up.
And that's a quick reverse into a full Nelson.
Let go, will you? Let go, mate. Let go. I've had enough. Let go.
Keep it up, Mr. Higginbottom. You'll be able to tell Ozzy how you fought the wild bull when he comes to visit you in hospital.
Oh, poor old Higginbottom.
She should have seen it, Grandad. Then the wild bull lifted Mr. Higginbottom over his head and gave him an aeroplane spin.
And what did Higginbottom do?
Oh, he went green. He was dizzy. He staggered down the road, bumping into everybody. A copper came round the corner and nearly pinched him for being drunk before opening time.
What's the joke?
Well, Jimmy was telling me about the wild bull at Higginbottom.
The wild bull?
He means the farmer. Mr. Higginbottom and the cow he was going to milk. He got wild because it was a bull.
More of your nonsense. Father, have you got the evening paper?
Yeah, my dear.
I just want to see what's on the television. For once I can choose what I want. Since you're all going out and leaving the poor old housekeeper all alone.
Oh, Pat, now you don't mind, do you?
Of course not. I'm only kidding.
Well, isn't Susan staying in?
Well, if she is, she's expecting royalty the time she's taking in that bathroom to get ready.
Well, it's Friday night. Maybe she's washing behind her ears.
All right, all right. Oh, by the way, what picture are you two going to see?
Picture?
Hmm.
What picture?
That's right.
Yes, well, there's a smashing film on at the Ritz. Grandad's been dying to see it for a long time. Haven't you, Grandad?
Oh, aye. I've been waiting it for it to come round.
Let me see, the Ritz, huh? What's on there?
Yeah, Grandad's dead keen, aren't you?
Oh, yes, very keen.
As soon as he saw the bill outside the Ritz, he said, "That's one picture I must see, Jim." Didn't you?
Aye, well, sort of.
The picture on at the Ritz is Little Women.
Yeah, that's the... that's the one, isn't it, Grandad?
Little Women? Aye, well, I've heard it's very good.
Well, I think it's wonderful, but I wouldn't have thought Little Women would appeal to you, Father.
Well, me granny did, and she was little.
Well, here's your paper, Father.
Thanks, dear.
There's not much on television. Anyway, I've got a stack of ironing to do, so I'll work while you all enjoy yourselves.
Hey, Pat, why don't you leave the ironing and go out yourself?
Yeah, have a bash at the bingo, Mum.
Well, I suppose I could do the ironing tomorrow.
Of course. You go out.
All right, I will. I tell you what, I think I'll go to the Ritz with you too.
What? You can't. I mean, you don't like fighting. The women, fighting.
Fighting in Little Women?
Yes, pulling the little pigtails. There's the bell for the first round. At the telephone.
I'll get it. It's a long time since you've treated me to the pictures, Father.
Well, you've done it this time, my lad. You and your rich cinema.
I've done it.
Yes, why didn't you find out what the picture was before you opened your big mouth?
Oh. Well, what about, why don't you leave the ironing till tomorrow, my dear, and go out the new? Whose big mouth was that?
What?
I'm sorry, Grandad, but all through that, I won't see the blooming wrestling.
Well, it's just as bad for me.
I suppose so. Hey, it's worse, really.
What do you mean?
Well, you won't only miss the wrestling. You'll have to pay for three of us to see Little Women.
Oh, what a night this'll be.
Oh, just my luck. I can't go to the pictures after all.
You can't? Oh, that's a pity. That's a pity, Mum.
Well, that is unfortunate. Why can't you go?
I'm afraid you won't be able to go either, Father.
What do you mean?
Anyway, it doesn't matter. According to the paper, the film's being held over till next week.
Who's talking about a film?
Mum, is the film Little Women?
Yes. What's happened, Pat?
Well, it was Mrs. Billington on the phone.
Beaky Billington? Did she want to borrow some birdseed?
She's injured herself, Father, and I said I'd go with her to the hospital.
What happened? Did she fall off a perch?
Jimmy, that's enough now. Well, how does that affect me?
Well, I said you'd stay until her husband came home, let him in and tell him where she is.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, well, I suppose I'll have to.
Well, Father, it's the least we can do. I mean, I can't let her go to the hospital on her own, can I?
Why don't she go to the pet shop?
Well, what happened to her anyway?
Well, I gather she tripped over and...
Pecked your foot?
It's not funny, Jimmy. It's quite likely she's broken her wing. I mean, her arm.
You said that.
Shut up. Shut up or I'll damage your parson's nose. Now, come on, Pat. We'd better hurry.
Yes, yes, you're right, Father.
I'm sorry you can't go, Grandad. Anyway, I'll tell you all about it when I get home.
Now, look, Jim. You can't go out to the pictures at this time of night, not on your own.
But, Mum, it's all fixed. Well, the... Oh, heck.
There's no use moaning. It's too late to be out alone at your age.
Well, I've all the... Hey, wait a minute. Alfie'll take me.
But he's coming for Susan, isn't he?
No, he was, but he changed his mind.
When?
When I tell him. Oh, when he told me. I mean, he's not going with her, Mum.
Come along, Pat.
I'm coming, Father.
I'll see you to the door, Mum.
Well, look, it's all right if Alfie takes you, but you mustn't go on your own. Do you understand?
Right, Mum.
What's he on about now?
Nothing. Off you go. Beaky's waiting.
All right, Jim, goodbye. But you can't go if Alfie changes his mind.
Goodbye. If Alfie changes his mind. What mind?
Ready, Alfie. We can go straight away.
You've got a surprise coming, sister dear. You're going on your own.
Wasn't that Alfie, Jimmy?
You what?
I thought I heard Alfie come in.
No, it was me mum and grandad going out. Anyway, why would Alfie come here?
He's coming to take me to the dance.
Well, he's not, you know. He's going to the wrestling.
Wrestling?
Yeah, he's been waiting for this for weeks. His two pals are wrestling, the Wild Bull and the Strangler. You've had the dance.
He asked me to go to the dance a week ago.
Well, he's changed his mind. He's gone off you, like the other fellas do. Only it doesn't usually take them as long as 7 days.
But I'll smack you in a minute.
Listen, Alfie's pally with these wrestlers, and he's going to watch them tonight with a free ticket.
Well, we'll see about that when Mr. Alfred Hall gets here.
He'll have got his dates mixed up.
But I reminded him yesterday. He can't have forgotten.
Who can't? It's only last week his father told me Alfie slept on the landing one night because he forgot where his bedroom was.
Don't be funny.
Well, you might as well go because he won't be coming here tonight.
Oh, what's that then?
What?
The doorbell rang.
Get away, you've got bells on the brain.
Out of my way till I open the door.
Oh, all right, I'll open it.
Hello, Jim.
Not today, thanks.
What was that?
Some bloke selling bootlaces.
Oh, don't be stupid. Out of my way.
Hello, Susan. It's you.
Yes, I suppose you thought I'd gone, did you?
Yes, I mean, no. You are.
Come in, Alfie. It's no use pretending. She knows about the wrestling.
Oh, I see. What about it?
Look, I know all about it, but it doesn't worry me. Go and see your friends kill each other. I'm going to the dance on my own. I don't need you.
You can't do that. You look soft dancing on your own. Without me, I mean.
Oh, I suppose no one else would ask me to dance.
That's right.
That's right. Jimmy Clitheroe.
I'll smack your face.
I'll flap your ear off.
What?
That's telling her, Alfie.
No, not you, Susan. It's him, I mean.
Oh, get out of my way.
Hey, Susan, wait a minute.
What for? So you can insult me again? Oh, don't worry. There'll be plenty of boys there who want to dance with me. Lionel Baxter, for one.
But Lionel Baxter? You wouldn't dance with that wolf.
I'll not only dance with him, he'll probably bring me home.
Hey, but Susan, he's not nice. I don't even like the way he dances.
Well, don't dance with him, Alfie.
I won't. Oh, get lost.
And that's what you can do. Goodbye.
Well... That was nice, wasn't it?
I don't understand, Jim. What's up with her? Has she gone daft?
Well, she washed her hair. Maybe she's got water on the brain.
But it's not funny. After all the trouble I've gone to, then when I get here, she won't let me take her to the dance.
It is a bit of a shock, isn't it? Still, she's not the only girl in the world.
Oh, she is for me.
Oh, don't it make you sick? Anyway, Alfie, you've had the dance.
I know. I suppose I might as well go home. I can't do anything else.
Yes, you can. Come with me. I just happen to have a spare ticket for the wrestling. And you don't have to pay for it. Just buy the ice cream, lemonade and popcorn at the interval. Come on, Alfie. The first bout will be on in a minute. We're down in the front row there. I'll bet you're going to enjoy this, especially when Wild Bull and Strangler get cracking.
I suppose so. But I still don't know how I finished up with a wrestling match.
Because you're lucky enough to have me as a friend. Here we are. These are our seats. Hey, mister, do you mind moving your old cap off my... Oh, heck. Mr. Higginbottom.
So it's you, Clitheroe.
Alfie, this one's your seat.
Come here.
Oh, me collar.
All right. I'll let go of your collar as soon as I get my hand on your neck.
Oh, help, get off.
It's no use shouting for your friend this time. He's getting changed for his fight.
Hey, cut that out, Mr. Higginbottom. You'll hurt him.
Shut up, flat face.
I haven't got a flat face.
Well, I'll flatten it for you if you don't mind your own business.
Alfie's not scared of you.
Isn't he?
No, he'll clout you, won't he, Alfie?
No.
Yes, I will. No, I won't. You shut up.
So you want to fight, do you?
No, I don't know.
Put your fists up.
No, I don't want to.
Come on. Come on. I'll tell you what. You can hit me first.
Go on, Alfie, hit him first with that bucket.
I've warned you, Clitheroe.
Oh, you big... Alfie, stop it.
Hey, you stop hitting Jimmy's only little.
All right, I'll hit you.
No! if you do, I'll lose my temper.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I'm terrified. Here, cop for this.
Ow! Oh, all right, for you. One, two, hook!
Off!
See, I told you, didn't I? I've got to step over leg arm look on you.
Alfie, that's marvellous.
But the Strangler showed me that, and if I slip my arm up like this, it's a full Nelson.
Good lad, Alfie.
He's gone mad.
Hey. Now hang on to him tight until I leave. In about 2.5 hours' time.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler, Colin Douglas, and Tony Melody. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Hey, that was a shot, wasn't it? Alfie being a tough guy. Mind, it went to his head. When we got home, he waited for Susan and Lionel Baxter. As soon as Lionel put his arm round Susan, Alfie put his arm round Lionel. He slung him straight over the edge. I didn't half laugh until Susan told Alfie how I'd caused the trouble between them. He said, "Right, Jimmy Clitheroe, one, two, hop." Ooh, that full Nelson doesn't half hurt. Ta-ra!
Thank you.